You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So joining me, as always, for this segment, Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Arts Council, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy.
You brought some special guests with you today.
So, you know, I have love in my heart for the Neutral Zone, Ann Arbor's Teen Center. With us today, we have Mary Thiefels and Lavinia Hanukuk to talk about the upcoming potential show. Whose potential is it?
The potential of our youth in the community.
There we go.
That's what we have going here.
And it's not a potential show. That's the name of the show, right?
That's correct.
All right.
The name was coined 36 years ago by the Ann Arbor Arts Center.
So when does it happen? Where is it now?
So this is a spring fling. So April 21st is when the show opens. This is a juried art competition for all of Washtenaw County, and it's actually the only juried art competition for teens in our community. So there's a lot at stake here, and it becomes one of the most exceptional showcases of our emerging youth talent from our area. So it's really an event to check out.
Well, Lavinia, you were the juror for this show, right? And so you can probably speak pretty well to that.
We had more than 400 entries,
wow.
And I ended up picking a little bit over 100. It's very difficult to judge a show like this because the technique levels are different and the interest levels are different. The teens are interested in so many different subjects. So I try to get a little bit of everything they're interested in.
What is the age frame? Who can apply for this?
So this is all high school aged youth, so freshmen to seniors in our community.
And what kind of work will we see there?
All right, so we have work from traditional drawing and painting to fantasy work. They designed some new characters for fantasy work. A lot of sculpture, ceramics, printmaking, metal, pretty much everything that schools are teaching the teens are interested in.
There are 400 entries. How many finalists will there be? How many pieces?
Over 100.
Over 100, yeah. And they'll all be on display at the Neutral Zone?
Yes.
Open to the public?
Open to the public.
And there are prizes too, right?
Yeah, this year we'll be giving out $1,000 in awards. Typically the opening event that Saturday the 21st is just a full house waiting to hear at 6 p.m. who the awardees are. It's a very big deal. The show will be open the following week if people want to just stroll through and check it out at the Neutral Zone from 2:30 until about 8 p.m. So it is open to the public, and we do encourage everyone to support our young people and check it out.
Lavinia, were you impressed with the art submissions that you saw?
I was. I was impressed with the level of exuberance.
Oh.
Maybe sometimes the technique doesn't really catch up to it, but they're really interesting pieces.
I mean, hearing the word exuberant tied to youth in our community is, I don't know, it makes me smile.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And Lavinia, you're also a practicing artist in Washtenaw County as well. What's been on your plate of things that you've been working on? What's coming up?
Oh, I just finished an installation for the film festival at Michigan Theater. I'm about to start working for an installation at the New Museum of Natural History. I'm involved with Neutral Zone. I teach a little bit at the Ann Arbor Arts Center. So I'm pretty much everywhere.
And I just showed her my video from Festifools from Sunday, and she's like, well, that's me. I'm like, oh, so she is literally pretty much everywhere. Well, we appreciate you joining us and sharing that information. We'll put it all up on our website, too, so people can go check it out. The art exhibition, Potential Art Exhibit. That's the name of the exhibit, right?
That's the name.
That's right. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Omari, what else is going on?
Well, you know, so speaking of the Ann Arbor Art Center, they have a show that just opened up, Written into Rock. It runs through May 5, and as a person who loves nature, Lisa, this
is
right up
your
alley.
Yes, I was so excited when I saw that. Are there rocks involved?
Well, you know, I think there's an exploration of all kinds of intersections of kind of things that are kind of built by humans and things in the natural environment, this commentary on what's happening to our environment, climate change. And so, yeah, really cool, just like visual exploration.
I'm not an expert artist like our guest we were just talking to, but I see art in nature all the time. So I think what a great combination for an exhibit.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. Well, art and nature, when you get to the microscopic level and you see the kind of the symmetry and that kind of beauty, it's like, it's incredible. So
that's right.
Ann Arbor Arts Center. Check it out. It's free and open to the public as their doors are open for their regular business hours.
What's happened with UMA?
So, you know, speaking of free and open to the public, UMA has these Friday after five events where they essentially just throw open their doors to the community and they program a lot of different things in their building all at the same time. So so you can do scavenger hunts, you can get tours by students of their collection, use the whole building. It just ends up being a really fun evening that is family friendly, people friendly. It runs until 8 p.m. on April 13. And so it's the kind of thing where you go out and you have drinks or snacks beforehand, then afterwards you go to like have ice cream somewhere. But
and you go to the University of Michigan Museum of Art in between?
Yes.
What are you scavenger hunting for?
Well, sometimes it's like find a piece that has like, I don't know.
It's
like
an art hunt then.
Yeah, it's an art hunt.
I thought
hunt.
You were saying they hid things around the museum or something.
Well, maybe there might be like
Easter
eggs or something. There won't be Easter eggs. There won't be Easter eggs.
Omari was telling me about somebody throwing some collage parties in Ypsilanti.
Oh, yeah. Calvin Rye is having these monthly collage parties at Cultivate Coffee and Tap House in Ipsy. And basically, Calvin just, the first Tuesday of the month, just sets up shop at 7 p.m. with a bunch of supplies, scissors, glue, papers, invites people to bring their own supplies, and, you know, provides a gentle theme. And then just allows people to kind of just like create and make. And there's a show and tell at the end so that people can kind of exchange, get to know one another. It's super casual, but it's a great example of the ways that, you know, looking at two folks that do art in public,
right.
You know, Mary and Lavinia, the way that art kind of intersects with people's lives, whether it's on the side of buildings, whether it's in a gallery space, and in this case, whether it's in a coffee house. Cultivate, doing great stuff. Calvin, doing great stuff. Hope people will show up to that collage party.
Where else can you find a collage party at a coffee house other than in
really
Ypsilanti and Washtenaw County, right?
That's really great.
And we got a big day coming up, Arts Advocate Day.
Yes, Arts Advocacy Day, April 18 in Lansing, Michigan. Creative Mini Michigan, our statewide arts advocacy organization, is coordinating these efforts. And, you know, it's a really great time for folks to get out and talk to lawmakers, talk to policymakers about why the arts have been important to their community, their children, their business kind of prosperity, and just make sure that folks know, because they don't know unless you say something. And so there's a full day of activities that includes some inspirational talks that include visits with lawmakers, that includes a lunch. And so I hope people will check out what Creative Mini is up to. Sign up.
You'll be speaking?
Yes. Mine, it's debatable how inspirational it will be, but yes, I will be speaking.
Well, we always love to hear what you have to say, Omari Rush. You're the Executive Director of Culture Source and the Chair of the Michigan Arts Council, and we appreciate you and bringing your special guest here to Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Yes, absolutely.